Life is going to give you challenges, struggles. It's going to force you to face your fears. Even though these may feel like your worst enemy, in truth, these are actually your greatest allies. My name is Lance Isios. Welcome to the University of Adversity.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to University of Adversity. I'm your host, Lance Isios. We got another solo episode for you today. And what I'm going to cover today is the importance of letting things go. And here's what I mean. When we go through challenging situations in our lives, whether it be, let's say, something unexpected happens to us, somebody does something to us, something just comes out of nowhere, whatever it may be. And let's say it affects us. We get thrown off. We get thrown off center. We get angry. We get upset. Now, what is the most important thing here is not that you get knocked off, because we're all going to get knocked off when we face adversity. We're all going to get angry. We're all going to get mad. We're all going to get sad. And all of those things are welcomed because it's part of the human experience. But what the most important part about that is, how long do you linger in that place before you allow yourself to let it go and come back to center? That is the difference between somebody who I believe can create success in life. And I don't just mean business success. Success as a human being, where you're able to bounce back, your bounce back rate. So let's say somebody pisses you off. They're angry. You get so angry. Are you going to allow that thing to completely ruin your day, to completely unravel, and then maybe into the next day, and maybe into the weekend, and maybe into a week, a month, and you're going to hold that resentment for that person or that anger, and you're going to allow that to take you away from what you want to do? Now, that is what most people, a lot of people get stuck in, that pattern of somebody pisses them off or something happens to them, and then they hold on to it, this grudge. And it's the same thing as the famous saying, it's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You are never going to make them feel the pain that you're feeling. So why hold on to it? Whatever you're holding on to that involves another person is only going to distract you from what you want to do moving forward. Now, this comes to any setback in life, whether it be something that happened in business, whether it be a relationship, whether it be something that randomly shows up and causes you discomfort. A breakup, let's go into, right? These breakups are very challenging, right? Because we want to honor the relationship. We want to think about, you know, of course, it's normal to have a little bit of regret sometimes. Well, why didn't it work out? You know, why does this always happen to me? And go down to that spiral, right? And become the victim. But the truth is, a relationship didn't work out for a reason. And it's easy in hindsight to go back and be like, I should have done that. I should have done this. And to beat yourself up. And it's easy to hold on to that pain for a long time. And it is necessary to feel that and allow yourself to go through the emotions that you're going through. But then you have to let it go. There has to come a time where you say, okay, this relationship, this sucks that we broke up. I really care about this person, but we lost chemistry. This sucks. Okay. But what did I learn from this? What are some of the things that happened in this relationship that I learned and grown from? Right? Because every relationship is a teacher. If you see it that way, you will be able to empower yourself to move forward. But if you become a victim, and if you're constantly wanting to blame that person, then you're never going to empower yourself to move forward. And living in the victim mentality, like I talk in my book, the victim archetype, does not move you forward effectively. And there's too many victims in this world right now. We don't need any more. So how do you get out of that? Well, you have to be able to feel it and acknowledge it. I don't mean bypass it. I mean, you feel it, you understand it, you reflect on it, you contemplate, but then you say, all right, what can I take from this moving forward? Like, what can I honestly take from this experience that I've learned and apply into my life now? Because all it's doing is you're assessing what you want and what you don't want. And it's always a blessing when it doesn't work out, especially when you look back and something did work out later on. You're like, oh, wow, I'm glad that didn't work out. It's just the reality. Sometimes relationships are meant to fail, but they're meant to happen. And the things that are learned in those moments were exactly what the purpose of it was. You know, they're meant to come into your life at a certain period of time and teach you something, learn from them, you teach them something, and then that's it. And the ability to be able to let go and move on, to be able to bounce back into the driver's seat of your life, into centeredness, into just being balanced again, is the key. But again, the longer that you allow yourself to fall off and unravel, the harder it's going to be to get back. And what I have noticed from the people that have created success and abundance in all areas of their life is their ability to be able to not fall off, but to come back and to be able to learn from what happened. You know? So again, I want to state, it's not about being perfect or not falling off sometimes, but it's about, how do I come back into center, and how long do I allow myself to fall off? And I like to use the example like as meditation, right? When I meditate, when you guys meditate, think about it, right? The whole point of meditation is to empty your mind, right? You sit there and things come into your mind, right? Thoughts, judgment, all of it. It's not meant to shut off everything, because that's not how it works, but you're meant to observe the stuff that comes up, but not feed into it. And then every once in a while, a thought will come up and you'll start thinking about that. You'll be like, oh, what do I have to do today? Oh, I still haven't done that. Oh no. Like, oh, this week's going to suck. Oh, I don't have enough money. And like you unravel and you feed that thought, right? And you go off. And then you're like, oh, wait a second. And that awareness of, oh, wait a second, I need to come back to my center, is like doing a bicep curl for your brain, right? It's, you will fall off and you will, that will happen in a meditation, but how can you be conscious enough to catch yourself and then bring it back without judgment? Like, oh, I fell off there. Oh, okay. Okay. Now I'm back. Right? You see what I'm saying? There's been times where even in meditation, my whole meditation ends up falling off and I think about this thought and I'm like, oh, I let myself unravel. There's other times I catch it and I'm like, nope, I'm going to just, I see that, but I'm not going to let it take me down those roads. That's kind of like what I mean in life. And that's why meditation is a perfect thing for life, because you're not just sitting there for no reason. You're focusing on allowing your thoughts to just do what they do, but you stay centered and you observe them, but you don't get attached to them. You don't And then when you do fall off, you consciously bring yourself back. That's the point. And so in life, when things happen, if something goes wrong in business, or if something, some sort of failure happens, or some sort of whatever, it's really important to acknowledge it for what it is. Let's say, for instance, in business, for me in the past, things didn't go right with either people in my team or something, an investment of some sort. And it sucks. And I had to look at it like, oh man, this sucks. But okay, well, what can I learn from this time, right? What can I do? What can I like really look at this from an empowered point of view? Like, how can I learn so that next time I don't do the same thing, right? And that's the key, is to then bring that reflection back to your reality and then move forward. But it's very easy to fall into the victim state of, oh, that person screwed me over, I was stupid to do that, and allow yourself to just fall down that hole like we all do at times, and just allow yourself to completely unravel. And it happens. But this is where the growth is. This is where the self-awareness comes in. This is why we do the work, is so that you are able to fall off and get back on the horse quicker than the average person. And the person that is able to have the better bounce back rate in life is able to, in most cases, win, because they give themselves a fresh perspective, fresh opportunity, fresh open up to all possibilities faster than most people. Most people will stay in the victim archetype. Most people will hold grudges, and most people will get caught in the story of limitations of the past that are just that, of the past, and they will allow that movie to run in the present moment. The reality is you have an opportunity right now to start fresh. None of that stuff matters. All that matters is that you have learned and you have grown up until this point. You aren't the same person as you were 5 years ago. You aren't the same person as you were 10 years ago. So don't look at life through the same lens. Look at life through the wiser, smarter person that you are. You have built something. You have more love in your heart, more wisdom, even than you did yesterday. So that's what I encourage you guys to do, is look at life through that lens, the empowered lens, fresh canvas. And just allow yourself to learn from your past, because we all have a story. And it's so interesting to me how many people doubt their stories, but how powerful they are for your own growth in life. And when you really look at what you've been through, the adversity you've been through, and you see where you're at, like, you can really empower yourself with inspiration, knowledge, wisdom, to move forward and do whatever it is you want to do in life to create success in all areas, whether it's business, family, health, whatever it is. That's the key. So allow yourself, when you go through the shit, to acknowledge it, understand it, look it in the eye, and assess it. And if you got to cry, cry. If you got to scream, scream. It's all part of it. But then know when it's time to move on. And the better you get at this, the faster you get back on the horse, the more opportunities you're going to open yourself up to. And again, it's not about being perfect in this life. It's about learning and growing and doing the best you can at being a student and learning from yourself, from your past mistakes, things that didn't work out, and to create a new perspective moving forward. Does that all make sense to you guys? I know you can't answer, but you can answer wherever you're listening to this. Letting go of things, acknowledgement, acceptance, and then letting things go is so important. Letting go of the grudges of people, letting go of mistakes, letting it all go, and just knowing you did your best in the situation that you're in. And if you could have done better, you would have. But now you get the opportunity to move forward. So don't take that past baggage. Let it go. Let it go. I appreciate you guys. Another short, hopefully valuable solo episode. We're going to get some more guests on here soon. And lots to look out for here coming up. Yeah. If you guys are interested in working with me one-on-one coaching, I got a couple offers. Please DM me on Instagram, lance.eco, so we can have a chat. They're going to be focused on breath work and really coaching you through what it is you need right now and using breath, using deep breath work to help you move through any limitations, any adversity, release stuck emotions, heal some of your past trauma, and most importantly, help you thrive in life, right? Like really help you visualize a vision for the future. It's one of my favorite things is breathwork journeys to help people step into their power. And those one-on-one spots, I have a couple open. And if we align, I'd love to work with you. You know, we do one-on-one sessions. I do package sessions. Or if you're really serious, we could do like a four-month thing where we get together once a week. One session will be breathwork. Then we'll rotate to do like a coaching session the next week, then breathwork, so on and so forth. So if you're interested in that, hit me up in the DMs on Instagram. And if you do just want to get a little taste of the work and what I do and some of the formulas that I have, grab my book, Mastering Adversity, Unlock the Warrior Within, Turn Your Biggest Struggles into Your Greatest Gifts. Any purchase of that book goes to helping this show run and all of the things to keep it going. And yeah, guys, and if you don't have a budget for anything, just hit that subscribe button or the follow button wherever you're listening to this. And I love reviews. If you got value from this, if you're somebody that this you feel would benefit from this, send it their way. That's all that matters to me, is that it's getting listened to and that it's making impact. So I hope you're all having an amazing week. And this has been recorded on the 4th of July. So happy 4th of July, Independence Day, to all my American friends. When you hear this, it's already passed, but I hope you had a great day anyway. All right. Much love, everybody. We will catch you next time.